in this report, you write that the Affordable Care Act has had a huge impact on coverage in the state and how physicians and hospitals organize, practice, and are paid. How so?
Well, the rate of uninsurance in the state, which used to be among the highest in the country, has dropped by about 6 percentage points. With the expansion of individual coverage, and even though the state refused to buy into the expansion of Medicaid eligibility, still the number of people receiving Medicaid from the state has grown by about 100,000 each year for the last 5 or 10 years. So that's brought down the rate of uninsurance, and that's a very important impact, both certainly for those people who now have insurance and have better access to health care, but also for hospitals and physicians who used to see a large number of uninsured patients and who now find that those same patients are coming in and have an insurance card.
How has the Affordable Care Act shaped the organizational structure of hospitals and physician groups?
The Affordable Care Act gave a boost to some trends that had already been in place. What we've seen in Florida over the last 20 years is a steady march of consolidation, with hospitals acquiring other hospitals, and then systems of hospitals integrating vertically and acquiring physician clinics, acquiring skilled nursing facilities. And I would describe that as, in a sense, as covering their bets. Either they think the world is moving toward value and performance-based payment, in which case they want a large system to provide comprehensive care, or they think that the world is going to continue to reward volume and pay on a fee-for-service basis, in which case you want to make sure that those patients are being driven to your facilities and to your specialists.
There has been a lot of talk at the federal level of peeling back, if not the entire Affordable Care Act, then certainly large pieces of it. What could that possibly mean for the healthcare economy in Florida?
Well, I think it is potentially disastrous for providers and for consumers, patients. As we said before, the state made a significant amount of progress in reducing the number of people without health insurance. And when you have health insurance, you have better access to care. You have better family security, better family financial security, which lifts a tremendous burden off of people who are worried that they are one serious medical condition away from bankruptcy. And the providers that have benefited from having more people with coverage and who have improved their revenues and their profitability, they face the return, in a sense, to a time when they were seeing 10 to 20% of their patients without insurance.
As you mentioned, Florida is a state that did not expand Medicaid eligibility under the Affordable Care Act. How do you see that choice playing into the cost of insurance or the structure of hospital systems?
Hospitals will tell you, because they serve a certain number of uninsured patients, because Medicaid and Medicare do not pay enough to cover their costs, they will seek to shift that to employer groups. And so employers will find that a portion of what they pay in monthly premiums, or what they require their employees to contribute to a monthly premium, it's also based on making up for the shortfalls from the other payers or from the uninsured population.